It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you from the First Light Home Care of Greater Columbus Studios, firstlighthomecare.com.
Great company. If you need companion care for somebody who could use that, somebody a little bit older or somebody who just needs that kind of companionship, check them out. We vouch First Light Home Care. They're great. Mm-hmm. And thanks to our other sponsors, too.
Yes, we love them, too. Vola Lanza Hair Studios, North Star Family Dental, Merle Norman, and that's it. We love you.
We don't need more love. We got all the love we need.
We keep our circle closed.
That's right. How are you? I think you're a little out of sorts because you were like the gambling woman traveling and everything this past weekend.
Oh, man. Gambling is fun when it's fun. And when you're losing, I seriously woke up the next morning. We went to Atlantic City. Okay, Brandon and I, first of all, for our 3-year anniversary. But I woke up the next morning and that's the first thing I thought of was like, oh man, I lost a good amount of money last night.
I don't like it anymore. I used to think, oh, it's fun and the excitement, ding, dong, ding, dong, dong, the lights, the woo, doo,
oh, yeah.
Doo. But then you listen and it's like a sea of silent souls. No one is going yay, screaming. You hardly hear anything in those places.
I know. Wouldn't it be funny if they muted all those machines for a night and just you heard the actual sound of the casino?
Oh my gosh, it's so brilliant.
People like cussing out the machines. And
That's like something that you would want to see on like a documentary show or something. What's really going on inside of casinos?
It's like a social experiment.
Oh, I love
it. We're onto something.
You onto it.
Okay, but also, really quick, I saw someone kind of famous at the casino.
All right. Who's that? I'm waiting when you said someone sort of kind of famous.
Kind of, yeah. Okay. I guess that wasn't the best hook. Here's the whole story. So I was playing blackjack. Mm-hmm. I wanted to play blackjack. So I was circling the tables, and sitting at one of the $15 tables was Jennifer Aiden from The Real Housewives of New Jersey. She's like a big timer. Like her husband is a plastic surgeon.
Yes.
And she's one of the drama starters on The Real Housewives.
And he had an affair on her, huh? And she hung in there, still with him, but making his life a total hell, which I give her credit for. But yeah. Are you sure it was her? You're positive.
I didn't know he had an affair.
You didn't know that?
You know, I get them all mixed up on those shows. Okay. I feel like they've all been through it.
Probably. Yeah, it was a couple of years ago, but it resurfaced. And so now, you know, he had to come clean. So very interesting.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
No, the problem was, and she is a very pretty woman. I think she was prettier before she had a ton of work done.
I agree.
She has had so much work done that I literally was like, this could also be someone else who has the same plastic surgeon.
Or, yeah, similar features. How did you know for sure it was her then?
I did my lap and I told Brandon.
You did your laps? You were circling?
Yeah. I told Brandon, I said, I'm pretty sure that's one of the housewives. And then it dawned on me that we were in New Jersey. We were at the Borgata New Jersey.
Yeah.
And so I kind of let it be and we gave up on blackjack because there was just no seats. And so came back probably an hour and a half, maybe even 2 hours later. She was still sitting there and this group of girls were FaceTiming their mom, zooming in on Jennifer. Like, is this her? And I tapped them. I'm like, isn't that Jennifer from The Housewives? And they were all freaking out. I was like, I'm not going crazy. That is totally her.
Why was she at a $15 table? Very interesting.
Isn't that kind of odd?
Did she have a big stack of chips? Was she doing well?
You know, I should have looked. I didn't. But I will say, like at the $50 table and the $100 table, there were seats open. So this seemed like a choice that she was sitting where she was.
Interesting.
A little drama.
What do you know? Well, I mean, did you end up like creeping on her on social to see if she was there?
Yes. I had to do some research and sure enough, she was at the Borgata. She was posting, I guess it was her daughter's birthday and she took her daughter and her daughter's friends to go see Pitbull, who I think was at the Hard Rock, but they stayed at the Borgata and got this ridiculous suite for these girls. Just a whole nother world.
Well, was she trading out that for mentions maybe on her social? Probably. Was she tagging everything Borgata Borgata?
Oh, yeah. Yep. And thanking them. So
why didn't you tag Borgata Borgata?
Borgata Borgata.
Borgata ate ricotta at Borgata.
Or even a cot.
Yeah, who cares? Give me a cotta at Borgata. I'll tag
exactly.
you.
Yeah. You're onto something.
Well, girl, brush with fame. How about that? You
How
know,
about that?
I just, March Madness now, and you know, more and more people, because of sports books being here in Ohio finally, they're betting, and Ohioans are betting more than any other state. Can you even
Ohioans?
Ohio.
Oh, that's a new fact.
It'll be $1 point something billion that they will have spent this year.
Wow.
And that is above and beyond other states. And I'm like, what is going on besides boredom in Ohio that we're betting that much?
It's, I don't know, other than maybe we're such a like sports state.
Are we? Are we more so than other states? Are we more than, you live in Pennsylvania now. Are we bigger than Pennsylvania? I don't know.
I don't know. I was going to say, because we have the mix of college and pro and, you know, both really strong teams, but so does Pennsylvania with Penn State and the Eagles. So who knows?
I don't
know. All right,
Ohio,
reel it in.
Yeah, reel it in. But what also surprised me, Sid, sit down, and I'm glad you didn't do more laps at the Borgata, but women are making up almost a majority of the new people who are part of sports books. Women. It's almost, it's like the numbers are ridiculous. It was 46% or something of new people who have signed up are women. And I know that means, well, that means, you know, 56% are men. No, it doesn't work that way, because men have already been in the system, you know. But the way they broke it down is by demographic and you know, their age and all that kind of thing. But they were saying for this quick influx that women exponentially are signing up to do this.
Holy moly. That surprises me.
Me too, except I think there's a stigma attached a little bit, maybe. Like, I can't see myself going to a sports book, sitting at the casino, and looking through all the things and betting. Did you hear the dog sneeze back here? And
no.
Okay, good. And betting, you know, on sitting around a bar all day betting with guys. I just can't see myself ever wanting to do that, you know?
You could probably pick up some lookers that way.
Yeah, but they're probably broke.
Broke lookers.
Blookers, they call them. But
yeah, no, I get that. And I think there's a stigma, and it's probably also just intimidating for
is.
Females.
Yep.
So they can hide behind their screen a little bit. And I have, what do they call it? A hunkering?
A hankering?
Hankering.
Or maybe you have a hunkering. I don't know.
I actually, let's scratch that all together, because I don't think that's the word I was looking for.
Oh.
I have a thought that maybe women are making smaller bets.
Oh.
So they might be making up a larger population, but they're smarter about it. That's just a guess. Who knows?
Or intimidated that way, because they're not walking up to the window with buku bucks, right, to make a bet. If they're there in the casino. Now, if they're betting online, I think it's more of the, you know, the safety behind the curtain kind of thing. Maybe it's fun. You don't really have to dive in. You do a little bit here, a little bit there kind of thing.
Who knows? Maybe there's some big baller ladies that we aren't giving enough credit to. That.
Well, shout out to you big baller women out there. You know who you are. You're big balling. So if that's you, make sure you let us know all about it. You know, I like to follow the ponies a little bit. But I usually only bet online when it's the, you know, the big three, when they're, it's the, you know, the Preakness, the Belmont, and the Kentucky Derby. That's really only time I really bet. But I
those are fun ones.
And I do have an account, but I don't, I don't keep up with the small races. I don't do that, but I just don't know enough. So I think it might be intimidation. I think you might be onto something. I don't know.
Guess that would mean you're part of the group, Mom.
Thank you. I'm a big baller.
Not that group.
Oh, sorry.
I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Oh, funny. You know what? Did you guys really let loose in Atlantic City? Did you kind of like imbibe a little bit, or were you well behaved?
We indulged, I would say.
Yeah.
We came in with a budget and basically stuck to it, but we were at the top of our budget by the time we left.
Oh, okay.
The problem is when you're losing the way that we were losing, it's like your night is over so fast.
I hate it.
We had a dinner reservation, which was good. And then, you know, it was time to hit the machines and the blackjack table. And literally within probably an hour,
yeah,
we were just about burnt out.
Yeah.
No money. So it's like, do you take out another 100? I mean, ouch.
No. Yeah. I mean, the mom in me says, no, you do not.
That's where the healthy people walk away.
Right. Which I think you got the little gambling bug from your daddy or something.
Yikes.
Yeah, you like that. But
I hope not.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this much. If you did not drink that much, good for you. But for those people who like to imbibe, and here we're coming up on, you know, you've got the St. Patrick's Day holiday, you've got the Final Four, you've got all that coming up. There is something in the works, science-wise, that supposedly will give you, it's called the sober shot, literally. And you would drink this, and it could cut in half the time it takes you during a night out to sober up before you ever were to go home.
Wow.
Because I think
this scares me a little bit.
It scares you a little bit?
Yeah. Like, what's in that?
It supposedly like tweaks your hormones. So it's something hormonally. But what it does, because I think when you are a drinking and you're starting to get drunk, a lot of it has to do with that part of your brain that, you know, is stimulated by, you know, it's that response part of your brain that gets the endorphin rush, that part. So whatever this does is supposedly it triggers your hormones to act differently in response to that. So they say it could cut in half the amount of time. So if you figure, they say, what, one drink per hour, that should be your limit, right? For your body to catch up, right?
Right.
Well, that's what they say, is like you should not do more than one drink per hour. And that's probably a lot for women. For guys, they say that's pretty much the marker. So if you figure, you know, if that's the case and you should be giving yourself 6 or 7 hours to sober up before you ever were to think to leave, and you cut that time in half, I mean, that's pretty interesting, really.
If it's hormonal, does that mean we're going to be growing beards? Like, what?
Yeah, we'll
sure, you're sober,
grow
but
beards,
you're beard.
But you won't barf. So
nice.
I will be the sober, hairy, bearded woman, but I won't have a hangover.
Trade-offs. Sounds good to me.
And I'm a big baller, too. Don't forget. I got all the good things. I don't know, but I just thought that was really, really
interesting. As long as
interesting.
You're not growing a beard on your big ballers.
You know, I'm not even going to go there. But I will talk about your butt now, because we want to talk a little bit about the butt dial, because I did it again, Sydney. What is wrong with me?
No, you didn't.
I did.
To who?
So I have some really good people looking out for me, you know, trying to help me in the job world. And so a recruiter contacted me and left a message. Mm-hmm. And that was on, it would have been on a Friday. And so, of course, I'm not going to call back on a Friday night or over the weekend, right? I'll contact on Monday. Mm-hmm. But no, I had to go and butt dial on a Sunday, this recruiter.
Oh.
I butt dialed her. I was so embarrassed. She was super cool about it. She goes, hello, hello.
I'm like, all professional.
I know. And hi, I'm afraid I butt dialed you. This is Sean Ireland.
Well, what did she hear before you heard her, or was it immediate?
No, it was immediate, because I realized, I looked down at my phone in panic and realized who I'd called.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Oh, God.
This happens to you often.
You know why? Because I'm not smart enough to get completely out of my phone, you know?
You got to click the side button that turns...
What?
It locks your phone.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that locks your, like, phone calls. That button on the side of my phone?
Yes.
That makes everything go dark?
It doesn't just make it go dark. It locks you out so that you have to put in your passcode or show your face.
My mind is blown right now. Do you know how much you could have saved me over the years?
You missed the training, like baby's first iPhone. Like the training we gave Nana. I think we skipped a generation. I'm sorry.
You did. All you worried about was Nana, and I had to learn by myself. It's like you threw me in the deep end with my wings on my arms.
Knife butt dialing everybody. Well, hopefully this helps you.
Well, okay. So I threw it out on our Facebook page just to see if this is common. Have you done this, by the way, Sid? You don't fess up. Why?
I have a big fear of doing this. So I'm like super cautious whenever I go to tell a story or something. I make sure that I'm not calling someone.
Uh-huh.
I've had a friend who shall not be named that received a voicemail, which is even worse because you have record of it, from a family member that was talking poorly of her.
Oh.
Yep. In voicemail form. Horrible.
Oh. So, that's the other thing. I'm going to ask you this too before I read our messages from people who listen. Have you ever, if somebody's butt dialed you, sat there and listened for a long period of time?
Yeah. Well, especially my boyfriend. Yeah.
I've done the exact same thing with people I don't even really know, but I'll sit there and listen just because it's fascinating to hear what they're talking about, if and when you can hear it. Sometimes you just can't hear, but I know. I'm sitting there for like 10 minutes and then I feel dirty and then I hang up.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you hear? It's dangerous out there. Did you hear anything good?
No, nothing juicy, unfortunately.
Yeah, me neither. It was muffled.
And just wasted a lot of time.
Yeah, you do. That's what ends up happening. All right, let's see what some of the people had to say about whether or not they're doing the bad thing too. Okay, so here's what some of our listeners had to say. We asked the question, hey friends, a quick podcast Q&A. Have you ever accidentally butt dialed a business acquaintance, an ex, or someone else, and with embarrassing results? Let us know. And then just mention that we are sharing it on the podcast. Anna said, my son's friend pocket dialed me from school, a 4.5 minute long voicemail of hearing just teachers talking all the time.
That's harmless.
Very harmless.
Yeah, that's better than like locker room talk. I thought it was going to be.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Yuck.
Yuck. Marcy said yes a few times, embarrassed with her arm in the air. Amber says, of course I have. Business acquaintances while I was in the bathroom peeing. I didn't realize it until after I flushed, and he was on the phone the entire time.
Oh, no. That's up there.
That's way up there. So it happens. I feel like, yeah, it was moronic. But now that I know that little iPhone hack that you could have told me a long time ago about, thanks.
Well, what else are you doing with that button? You've never explored it?
No, I hold it with the other button and just boot my phone off.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know. I didn't think it did a whole lot of anything, but made my screen go away and make me mad. Gosh, I got a lot to learn.
Oh, first iPhone.
Speaking of hacks. So, TikTok. All right. It is notorious for the hack, right? And the sad part is, are you sitting down, Sydney? TikTok lies. TikTok is lying to you. The people that are creating these hacks are lying to you. I mean,
I know.
Yeah.
And it's easy to fall into these little traps because usually it looks super believable.
Well, there's one now with, I guess, a hack how to supposedly keep your avocados fresh after you use, what, like a half avocado or something. But it's giving people diarrhea.
And they're getting, no, not the Ritas.
And they're getting very sick. All because somebody just decided this was a thing. It's not a thing. You don't cut your avocado in half, put the other half in water, and expect that you're going to have no problem with bacteria later, a.k.a. diarrhea, when you try to eat.
Yeah. I feel like avocados get slimy to begin with. Right. So,
But see, that's the thing, because I guess with any social media, there really isn't fact-checking, right? There's no policing of what they're putting on, unless I suppose they're doing something so incredibly dangerous that the First Amendment, you know, comes into play. But,
avocados don't fall into that category.
I don't think so. But,
well, and here's the thing, too. It's like the person that is making the video might have a lot of followers or look credible, but I feel like there's such a blurry line between experts and people that are just making content.
Right.
Like, you really got to be careful, especially medical stuff, what you're listening to and following.
Right. There was an article about someone who's actually a pro in the skincare industry saying, you know, these are the things you need to watch for if they're coming, if these skincare quote unquote TikTokers, influencers are saying, you know, immediate results. And then they're saying, you know, whatever product it is so inexpensive and la la, you know, goes on and on and on, that this is all, it's all made up. It's hooey, you know,
for those product type scams.
Scary. You just wonder how many others are out there like that. I bet a lot. People are starved.
I hope we're saving our listeners from diarrheas.
I think we've saved them from diarrheas. We saved them now from butt dialing. We hope to sober them up with a quick shot. There's so many things that we have shared today. And that's our mission here. So it's a public service.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah. And after we're done with this podcast session, I'll be calling you for baby's second iPhone lesson real very soon. Okay.
So you can... I have neglected you. I'm so sorry.
That's all right. At least you said it publicly, finally. All right. Let's give some love to the people who never neglect us. That's our sponsors.
So true. First Light Home Care of Greater Columbus, Avola Lanza Hair Studio, North Star Family Dental, and Merle Norman.
We love you all so, so much. Couldn't do this without you.
We appreciate you.